This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday night to you as I come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. And guess what? With every score change during Super Bowl 55, someone wins $50,000 in the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes. You can see the rules and you can enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Yeah, shout outs to everybody already outside getting that money. I appreciate you. You can always listen to the JR Sport Brief Show anywhere, anytime on the free Radio.com app. You can listen on Apple Music. You can listen on your smart speaker. Just say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. You can go on the website and listen. CBSSportsRadio.com. And of course, a big shout out and thank you to everybody listening across North America on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. I appreciate you. The show gets started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And thank you to everyone who called and tweeted and participated and called and all that good stuff in the first hour of the show. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. Listen, we started off the show, unfortunately, talking about a clown show. We started off the first hour of the show taking a deep dive and look at, unfortunately, what was a Super Bowl champion a few years ago, and right now is just a joke. And that happens to be the Philadelphia Eagles. You can fire your head coach and Doug Peterson, but you're not doing nothing about the owner, Lurie. You're not doing anything about the general manager / vice president, Howie Roseman. The stink is still there. And unfortunately, no one is being held accountable. There's been a lot of hits. There's been a lot of misses. This is not easy. I'm not going to sit here and say that everybody gets it right all the time in the NFL. No one does. But there comes a point in time where the buck has to stop at somebody. And if the owner isn't even taking anyone or holding anyone accountable, then you're just going to be a rat on the wheel. You're just going to keep going through this over and over and over again. Howie Roseman's been in the organization 20 years. This man elevated number crunching straight into general manager position, straight into vice president. And now it's a case of you can't tell him nothing. I hope that changes sooner than later. If you're an Eagles fan, I hope that changes sooner than later, because the Eagles got a lot of spots that they got to clean up. What do you do with quarterback? Who do you hire as the head coach? What do you do with the skill positions? What happens with the aging defense? There's just so many questions for a team that went 4-11-1. But you got rid of, I guess, one problem. Doug Peterson is gone. And it goes to show you how difficult it is to win in the NFL. The NFL is built for parity. It is built for ebb. It's built for flow. It's built for up. It's built for down. At least the Eagles, they were supposed to go on a, you know, be competitive for a few more seasons. They went the opposite direction. They decided to win and almost go right back into the toilet. That's not what the system is built for. The system is built for you to, you know, maybe have a good 4 or 5 years. If you can get yourself a great quarterback, maybe you can do it for 10 years. You know, maybe you stink for a few years and then hopefully make with the right decision, get right back into it. It's not built for dominance. It's not built for what we've seen from the New England Patriots for the past 20 years. That's not what the league is built for. The New England Patriots have been an anomaly. So to look at these Eagles and also see how fast that they've fallen, they're also an anomaly. But you know what? Every now and then you'll get a team, you'll get a squad that comes out and will surprise. So this is what the NFL is built for. But the Eagles have just gone in the wrong direction. And speaking of the New England Patriots, and no, this isn't going to be a direct tie-in to what they've had to go through this past season, but you can take a look at the Patriots. Bill Belichick, who's the ultimate decision maker, we can look at some of his decision making and some of his final calls when it boils down to the draft. And quite frankly, maybe the Patriots would be in a better spot if Bill Belichick had some more success in the draft over the past several seasons. Maybe we wouldn't just necessarily look at the quarterback position or look at the wideouts or look at some of the defenders who have aged out. But we'll see what happens with New England. They are also a rebuilding situation. But the man who left New England, the man who went for greener, more humid pastures, I guess you could say, is Tom Brady. And he's been kicking everybody's ass, give or take. And I know there's some folks out there who are saying, well, he didn't just kick people's ass. He cheated. I know. There will always be a few callers who say, well, he cheated and Belichick cheated. I know. But you can't take away from their accomplishments. You can't take away from what the Patriots have done over the past 20 years. You cannot take away from what Tom Brady is doing to the record books. You can't take away from what he's accomplished. You can't take away his 3 MVPs. You can't take away his 6 Super Bowl titles. You know, Eli Manning and the Eagles, they took away 3 at least. You can't take away his 21 seasons. And you can't take away the fact that this dude is 43 years old and still balling out of his mind. His peers are basically gone. His peers have basically started to hang him up. You think about a Peyton Manning years ago. Peyton Manning's last season, I think he was 39 years old. He had a giant scar on the back of his neck from a pinched nerve, a herniated disc, a spinal fusion, this feeling in his arm. I mean, tore up knees. Phil Rivers is talking about going home to play with his kids. Eli Manning is on Twitter. Ben Roethlisberger is crying because he might be closer to the end and some of his teammates are gone. And Tom Brady is still out here cracking heads. This is what happens when you're the best. This is what happens when you prepare. You give yourself options. You give yourself future opportunity. You give yourself longevity. It's not by happenstance that Tom Brady is still here in the playoffs, getting ready to take on an aging Drew Brees, who, by the way, you want to talk about his contemporaries. Drew Brees has a television job waiting for him the minute he retires, signed, sealed, delivered. Drew Brees may very well be watching Tom Brady next year. And Tom Brady is still pushing for another Super Bowl. How ironic is it that Tom Brady will have an opportunity to move on to the NFC Championship game and he'll have to knock out another elderly quarterback who's going to be 42 years old in a few days, and that's Drew Brees. How about that? Tom Brady dispatched of the Washington football team over the weekend. Things were a little bit closer, but we knew that they had that game. They were in control. They weren't going to be the Seattle Seahawks. They weren't going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers. They were going to handle them. Washington's time is not now. They're a losing team that got into the playoffs because of their division. And so Tom Brady, as he continues to march along, this is what he had to say, and these were his thoughts post-victory.
You could win 100-0, and it's going to be the same result in the end. So, you know, you'd love to play great every game. You know, I think it's good to win in advance. And, you know, if we don't play well next week, you know, we're not gonna be happy.
Oh, well, yeah, you won't be happy because your ass is going to go home. And not that Tom Brady has a bad home to go to, not that it has any bad occupants. You know, this guy's married to a supermodel. He's living or renting in Derek Jeter's house. And he has every and anything you could think of in life. But this guy wants to win. I mean, you hear people say, oh, well, he'll play until he is 45. He has said he wants to play until he's 45. And he actually, this is what he said. Why 45? Why such a round number? Why halfway to 90? He said, I think I've always said 45 just because that's a good goal to set. Because no one has been pretty hard for, that's been pretty hard for most guys. I think you have to have goals. Daily goals. You have to have yearly goals. And you have to have long-term goals. I think for me, it's really just the love of football. I don't know if or when I will ever not love it. That's the thing. And that's Tom Brady. He's basically saying, look, nobody's done this like me, done it like me at this age. I might as well just keep going. Might as well challenge myself. I mean, you think about Warren Moon was 44 years old. Vinny Testaverde, he was 44 years old. None of these guys were Tom Brady, I'm sorry. None of these guys were still out there competing for a championship. Tom Brady is the linchpin of that organization to get them over the top. All these other superstars, all-stars, all-pro, pro bowlers, they're all ancillary pieces revolving around Tom Brady's orbit. Gronkowski is there because of Tom Brady. Leonard Fournette is there because of Tom Brady. Antonio Brown is there because of Tom Brady. Tom Brady chose where he wanted to go. He wanted to play with Godwin. He wanted to play with Mike Evans. When you're a star, and we see this in sports, you don't have to look far. You don't have to look wide. When you're a star, things start to revolve around you. When you're good at what you do, things start to revolve around you. It's no coincidence that a Tom Brady can go somewhere and still win at his age. It's not a coincidence that a LeBron James can still go out and win at his age. Why? Because your talent, your accomplishments start to speak for you. They precede you. People respect you. You can start calling the shots when you're good at what you do, especially in the world of sports. So it's not surprising. And I joke about it a whole lot. I joke about loving watching Tom Brady getting the hell smacked out of him. I love talking about how I wish Tom Brady would go the hell away. But you know what? There is a small part. Well, it's not even a small part, because I can put my feelings as a football fan aside. You can't help but respect what he's done, because no one has done it to the level that he's done it at his age. 4,600 yards this year, 40 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Before the holidays, I sat around and I was right here with you on air and I said, hey, he is the last of a dying breed. We're not going to see too many quarterbacks who still operate or sit around in the pocket like he does. And you have to give Tampa Bay, you got to give him a whole lot of credit Because this man basically walked away scot-free this entire season. There wasn't a full-time starter that was sacked less than Tom Brady. Only sacked 21 times. Who was next? Who was hit one more time? Or sacked one more time? Oh, well, his name just happens to be Patrick Mahomes. Tom Brady went home at night and he didn't have to rub any, million-dollar ointment on his body. And we have all heard about the TB12 method and what he eats and his diet and whatever the case may be. You know, outside of blowing out his knee, this guy's been available. This dude has been around. And I hate to tell you, it's not surprising. The guy selected 199th. The 199th selection. Is the greatest quarterback of all time. Is the most accomplished quarterback of all time. And it wouldn't surprise me if Tom Brady said, you know what? I can still go. You know, I'm not going to stop at 45 years old. You know, Father Time catches up to everybody. Everybody. Nobody is immune. And this goes back to what we were saying last night. When someone said, hey, well Lamar Jackson isn't going to last a long time because he runs. No, not because he runs, but because his ass can't run away from Father Time. If Lamar Jackson is doing what the hell he's doing right now in the NFL at 43 years old, at 40 years old, maybe even in his mid to late 30s. Somebody please let me know. I'd be shocked and surprised. But Tom Brady at 43 years old, only getting sacked 21 times. Yeah, he could do this for a few more years. And here he is with the potential to go out and win another Super Bowl. I cannot be surprised at this man's success. I'm not surprised at his willpower. I'm not surprised at his drive. I'm not surprised at his dedication, at his devotion. Who the hell wants to do this when you're 43? Unless you can do it. Unless you can do it at a high level. Unless your body is going to cooperate. Tom Brady doesn't need to play football anymore. Tom Brady is playing football because he wants to. Because he can add to his accomplishments, because he can still do it at a high level when a lot of his peers are basically out of the door. And he could retire at the end of the season. No one would say nothing. Not a damn thing. But one thing I'm not shocked at any of his accomplishments at this point. I'm not surprised at his success. He's now doing this into his 40s. And as much as I don't particularly care for him as a football player, I gotta give him his props. I gotta give him his respect. Because he's out there in a young man's game where every time that ball gets snapped, it's a car accident. And he's still coming out as a victor. Let's see if they could turn the tide from what they had to deal with in the regular season with the New Orleans Saints. With one of the top defenses. Let's see if he could finally win one this first year in Tampa. This time it actually matters. There's no opening game where you got 15 more. There's no end of the year where you can get prepared. This time it's win or go home. And I think Tom Brady is obviously ready. And for everything that he's done at 43 years old and counting, I'm not surprised at a damn thing that Tom Brady has done. Because when you're at the top and you can still do it, for the most part, all you want is more. And he's prepared to do more, and that's what he's done. And I don't think he's finished yet. Phone lines are open. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When you take a look at Tom Brady, when you look at what he's accomplished throughout his entire career, when you look at what the hell he's doing right now, 40 touchdowns this season at 43 years old, Are you surprised at his success? Are you surprised at what he's done? Would you be surprised if he went out and won another Super Bowl? I can't. I wouldn't be surprised if he played past 45. The phone lines, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take your calls on this Tom Brady guy. I guess he's just a modern-day Benjamin Button. Your calls here on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're having a conversation about this guy who they call terrific. Tom Brady, Tom Terrific. Yeah, the guy who has six Super Bowl rings. Had an opportunity to get himself nine. Has pretty much cemented himself in the record books as the greatest quarterback of all time. Still doing that at a high level, 43 years old, 40 touchdowns this year. His peers, his contemporaries, gone, retired, considering retirement. He is still going. The little engine that could, the unathletic guy standing there in the underwear Olympics is outlasted everyone and is the greatest of all time. It doesn't matter how you feel about him and what you view him as. It's amazing what he's done. And for the arc of his career and what he's accomplished and just his dedication to the game, that part can't be questioned. There ain't too many folks rolling around who have done what he has done. All-time touchdowns, he leads Drew Brees. By 10, all-time yards, Drew Brees has him by about, I think, 800. But, you know, if Drew Brees isn't playing next year, Tom Brady will have that record too. Well, Tom Brady, I'm not surprised at anything that he does. I wouldn't be surprised if he plays past 45 years old. I mean, moving into next season, guess what? He's going to be 44. And unless he just falls off of a cliff very quickly, which is possible, you know, I'd venture to say I'm not surprised at anything he does. 855-212-4CBS. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Are you surprised that he's still playing at this level at 43 years old? Josh is calling from Arizona. What do you think, Josh?
Hey, how's it going, JR? Thanks for taking my call. I can't say I'm surprised. He's put into a really good system. And Tom Brady is going to be Tom Brady. He's probably the greatest quarterback to ever play the game of football. We still got to see what Mahomes is doing, but I'm kind of liking what Mahomes is doing, actually. You got to put him in the category of the greatest ever play.
Well, Josh, we certainly know that. And, yeah, Patrick Mahomes looks pretty damn amazing. We're going to have to tack on 20 years. I'm going to be sitting up somewhere in a chair retired by the time Patrick Mahomes is done. And yeah, I will be. That's how long we're going to have to wait, 20 more years. Sean is calling up from New Orleans. Sean, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I believe, you know, he's the GOAT, you know, and I'm not saying it's amazing that he's playing at the level that he's playing right now. I mean,
You don't think it's amazing? Who's done it?
No, nobody's done it, but nobody's been protected the way he's been protected. I mean, he's always had a stellar line in front of him, you know. He never got hit. But I'm going to tell you, check Drew Brees' record against Tom Brady. Head-to-head record since he's been with the Saints. Check that. That's one stat to check.
Okay. How many times
he got sacked this season? In the two games they played this season, how many times he got sacked in those two games? What is the formula to beat Brady? You got to get to him and get to him early. Put him on the ground. And Sean Payton.
Yes.
Probably the only team in the league that has a winning record against Tom Brady.
Yes. Okay. Okay, so, Sean. Okay. Well, I know.
This weekend.
Well, I know you live in New Orleans. and I know you're a Saints fan, and I know you want to say that Tom Brady is getting you're not saying anything that no one doesn't know. I can look back at the opening game of the season. I can look at the middle of the season. I could say, yeah, they whooped his ass, which is why I said we have to see whether or not he's going to pick up one. We'll see. It ain't no damn guarantee. I appreciate you, Sean, for calling up from New Orleans. I mean, what am I supposed to sit here and say? Yeah, the New Orleans Saints are going to kill Tom Brady. Like, come on. Yeah, we know. I don't like Tom Brady. I love watching him get hit. It's fun. He doesn't get hit enough for me. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, the Saints. Yeah, watch out. The Saints are going to kill him. They've killed him. Watch him kill him again. It's not realistic. Come on. Harry's calling up from Portland. Harry, what do you think about this man and his accomplishments and the fact that he's still doing it at 43 years old?
Well, let me just say this to you. Being my team in his division, we haven't won anything in 20 years, man. So I'm a believer. I just think that at some point in time, you have to understand that if you give Tom Brady time in the pocket, he is going to beat your football team. And that's the way it is. Now, let me just say this to you. At 43 years old, that makes it even more impressive, okay? Because, you know, the Miami Dolphins have had their number in recently, but they still win. Tom Brady is a winner. That's what it is. And, you know, you can't argue with that. I don't particularly care for them, you know, because you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of Michael Jordan, who used to kill the Miami Heat when we were young you know, a fledgling franchise.
Harry, I thought you were going to say Tom Brady reminds you of a cockroach. He just won't die or go away. But you said Michael Jordan. I'm sorry.
Yeah, briefly. Yeah, I mean, he reminds me of how Michael Jordan used to kill us. And Pat Riley used to say that, man. I mean, sure. At one point in time, they were, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so
but
there's great players, dude. There's great players.
Sure.
There's
but great it's different. And thank you, Harry, for calling up from Portland.
Sure.
I wanna make a point before I have to go ahead and go to the break. Yeah, we know Michael Jordan retired, and I'm not talking about that first nonsense retirement to go play baseball, but he retired after that second three-peat. He was going into his late 30s, and then he came back in his early 40s with the Washington Wizards at that time. And then he was just still kind of killing folks with the old man game. And obviously the game was a little bit slower, or much slower, based on what it is right now. But you know what? I feel, even if Michael Jordan tortured your team, like there was still a respect factor for Michael Jordan. It was still an appreciation. If your team wasn't playing him, you wanted to see what Michael Jordan was going to do to the other team. You know, I think when it boils down to Tom Brady, there's more of an apathy. I think it's more of a, oh, there he is again, and let's just see what happens. Let's hope he loses. There's not that same love. And granted, there's a whole lot of marketing, and we were in a different time, in a different space, but there was still I want to be like Mike, but there was an appreciation for how great and how ruthless he was for his greatness. I don't know if Tom Brady is in that space. You can look at some of the cheating, etc. But what he has done for his age is simply phenomenal. More of your calls when we come back. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio. We're having a conversation about arguably, not even arguably, just look at what the hell he's done, the most accomplished quarterback of all time. His name is Tom Brady. He's still killing them out here, 43 years old. Moving into next season, he will be 44. He says he wants to play until he is 45. You know, at his age, he could be playing 1 year, and then he falls off of a cliff the next. So I'm not going to just fast forward and bestow upon him the quarterback of eternity. But I'm not surprised at anything that he's done. I wouldn't be surprised at anything that he does in the future. He's going to probably finish up more touchdowns than anybody, more yards than anybody, especially whenever Drew Brees calls it a wrap, that might be as soon as this weekend. So it's pretty cool that we'll see these two men opposing each other one more time with an opportunity, with a chance to go to the NFC Championship game. Let's go ahead and continue on the phone lines here. Eric is calling from Green Bay. Eric, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about what Tom Brady is doing at his age?
Hey, what's happening, JR? If I haven't spoken to you since, Happy New Year. Hope 2021 is a better year for you than 2020 was.
To you as well. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hey, about Tom Brady, I'm not surprised one darn bit that he's still playing. And I'll tell you why, JR. Tom Brady never, ever in his life, ever, ever had to pick up a shovel, a hammer, a paintbrush, a broom or a dustpan, a lawnmower, never had to dig a ditch, never had to work a day in his life, not one second of hard labor. He was born in Woodside, California, and raised in Woodside. You know where Woodside, California is? That's in the San Mateo Hills up above San Francisco
and Redwood
City. And he has never had – I'm almost done, JR.
No, but Eric, Eric, that doesn't have anything to do with the fact that he plays a violent game where he gets his ass kicked. You know, Eric, I don't want to just hang up on you. I don't want to. So we can either have a discourse here, or you can hang up, or I can hang up. We can take a pick. Which one do you want to do?
I am listening to you, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you for relaxing just a little bit. What you're saying doesn't have a damn thing to do with what he does when he goes to the stadium on Sunday. It doesn't have anything to do with his standing coming out of Michigan. It doesn't have anything to do with what he's done with the opportunity that's been presented. We can go ahead and look at the thousands of NFL players who have come through gates and have walked right the hell up on out because they don't have the talent, or they didn't get the opportunity, or they didn't max out. Where he grew up and what he's done is irrelevant for what happens when he steps in between those lines. And Eric, please tell me how that is any different than any other athlete or any other football player from any other walk of life. How is that different?
Well, a lot of them come from different backgrounds. Okay.
Correct. So how? No. We know that.
His accomplishment.
Eric, stop. That doesn't answer me, Eric. How we know they come from different backgrounds. Some NFL players, unfortunately, come from poverty. Some NFL players, guess what? They're pretty well off. We got a lot of NFL players, no surprise, that come from families that have had NFL players. So just if you can answer me one question, we can have a conversation here. If not, there's nothing else to be had. Tell me how where he grew up has anything to do with what happens in between those lines, because everything is all even when you're in there having a car crash for 60 minutes.
Regards to just between the lines and what's on the lines, I will have to say this. He has benefited more.
No, Eric, you said regard. Eric, thank you for calling from Green Bay. I asked you a simple question and your response was, regardless of, no, that's pretty evasive. And so I don't want to hear about a silver spoon this or a silver spoon that. You know what? I might as well now say that, Clay Matthews. I'm going to say Clay Matthews. Oh, well, he had a super advantage because of his daddy. You know, I mean, we got NFL players. How about Antoine Winfield Jr., who plays opposite Tom Brady on the defensive side? You know, how about I say, I got to look at him different because of his daddy. What about the NFL players that are coming out here just busting their ass? I'm not going to come in here and come on air and talk about, you know, Tom Brady. He's good because he's never had to dig a ditch. He's never had to hammer a nail. This guy's getting chased by 300-pound guys just like every other quarterback every Sunday. So let's stop the nonsense and the garbage. Rich is calling from Atlanta. Rich, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, well, well. Help my brother from another mother. Happy New Year.
To you as well, Rich. What do you think about Brady?
Brady, you took the words out of my mouth before he went to the break. Phenomenal. I think he's phenomenal, especially being at this age and this point in time. Also, too, remembering that the only other pro player I can remember almost coming close to that is George Blanda.
And he didn't even and by the time he got to his early 40s, he pretty much got his last start at quarterback. He was kicking out there.
But, like I said, phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where Richard went, but let's talk to Justin. He's calling up from Georgia. Justin, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Are you surprised at what Tom Brady's doing at his age?
Hey, JR, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm good, thank you. You surprised?
I'm not really surprised. I mean, I'm a homer, so I'm like, I'm a Dogs and a Falcons fan. So, you know, I can't root for Tom Brady, but at the same time, you got to respect what he's done. And I don't know what that previous caller was talking about. You can't help what people are born into and how they're brought up. I mean, we all come from different walks of life. But
things are, if all things considered, things are pretty even when you step in between them lines, you know?
Well, come on. Absolutely. And if Tom Brady was this schnob and everything when he was down 27 points or whatever, how many ever daggum points it was to the Falcons, he could have just said, hey, y'all, I'm going to go over here and chill. But he sure as hell didn't. And
listen.
So.
Well, let me tell you. I'm gonna put it in a different way, Justin. And thank you for calling up from Georgia. I'll tell you this way. And you, I'm glad, Justin. I'm so glad you said it. If Tom Brady was a snob, then if Tom Brady was quote unquote too good, too wealthy, too rich to come out and play some damn football, if he was all of that, he wouldn't have had the career he had. How many times do people come out and say, oh, Johnny Manziel didn't give a damn about the league because he came out of money? Tom Brady, I don't care where he came from. Offensive linemen don't care where he came from. The defender doesn't care where he came from. The cornerback doesn't care where he came from. And if he didn't work his ass off just like every other player, regardless of their motivation, then Tom Brady wouldn't be there. Come on, why the hell are we silver spooning Tom Brady? What about that Eli Manning guy, huh? Well, his daddy played in the NFL, right? Yeah. Archie, yeah, his daddy played. So what about that Peyton Manning guy? We gonna silver spoon Peyton Manning too? He didn't have to play as long as he did. He didn't have to go underneath the knife and have the back of his neck slit open. He could have stayed at home. He could have coached. You got to give credit to anybody who goes out there to bust their ass in a game where you can walk away in pain, where you play this game and you pay the price. Yeah, you get paid nice. But you pay the price. Your body pays the price. If you want to tell me you don't appreciate Tom Brady because you think he's a cheater? If you want to tell me you don't appreciate Tom Brady, you know, because he, you know, messed around with the air and a football, I can kind of look at that and I might shrug a little bit. But I'm going to respect that a whole lot more than let's silver spoon Tom Brady. Garbage. You know, we got plenty of sports that people play where they come out of poverty to play. You ain't gonna find too many folks coming out of the South Side or the South Bronx or Compton coming out playing water polo or playing polo. You ain't gonna find too many folks just riding a horse, hitting a ball with a hammer. You won't see that. The most popular sport on earth. You think about football. I'm talking about soccer. You see folks playing that all over the world. I've seen folks play soccer barefoot with my own eyes on dirt roads in India that can't even be considered roads. Come on. Folks playing baseball and not with no damn leather gloves. And here we have a sport that's ours here in the United States of America, football. This is a legalized ass whooping. And folks are grinding just to play the game. Rich people play football. Poor folks play football. But you know what? You get in between them lines, everybody deserves the respect. Care where you come from. Damn it, I wasn't playing no football. I played recreationally, not on no organized team. I'd be right there in the park with my friends on a Saturday afternoon, and my ass would hurt for a whole week because we weren't playing in no damn pads. And I knew at that point, you know what? I ain't taking an ass whooping. I'll play me some basketball over here, knock down a free throw and stand in the corner. I'll go over here and I'll play me some tennis. I'll go ahead and run. Anybody who plays a physical sport, let alone a contact sport, let alone a collision sport, man, you deserve all the respect. I could care less about Tom Brady, but come on. Silver Spoon and Tom Brady? That's garbage. When we come back, I'm going to take more of your phone calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.